Ho ho ho! Welcome to All Magic Gaming's special Christmas presentation of the Jolly Guard, run by Nachi. And happy holidays from all of us here at Old Magic Gaming. Ho ho ho!
Hey, he's right, what, he's dead?
He is dead.
He's deader than dead. Dead Thomas dead. Long John shot him.
And then Clyde, it's your turn next.
So, I'm going to move forward a little bit, and I'm going to cast Magic Missile. I'm going to aim one dart at Evil 80s Robot, and the other two at the Mimic. First D4 is a 2 on 80s Robot.
Yeah, I'll say you'll be able to know where he is, because Evil will tell you.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then, Evil 80s Robot is dead.
And then the other two Magic darts are 7 on the Mimic.
Okay.
And then my wild magic is a 12.
Yeah, and that's fine.
And that's it for me.
Okay. Okay, the other Nutcracker is gonna come around here, and he's gonna go for a chomp attack on you, Pickles.
Okay.
19?
Yes, that'll hit.
Okay, so what happens here is the Nutcracker jumps at you and he chomps down onto your arm and he is on you and he does D8 damage. So he does 4 damage to you. Okay, so basically now you're grappled by him.
Okay.
So you'll have to try and get him off on your next turn. Yeah, so you have to attack him on your next turn. If you fail, you'll take another 1d4 damage. If you can hit him off, you'll go prone. Okay, so the Mimic is next. He'll go for Jingle. 12. It's a miss, I'm guessing. I think you're 18, so you're safe. And then Jangle, you're up next.
You killed my little friend, I say as I point to the as I cast the Firebolt. 22 to hit, 1 fire damage.
Okay, since these guys are made out of wood, I'll say he catches on fire, so roll a d4 for me.
1. Wow.
Slightly singed.
He's still on fire, though, but he just took another 1 damage. Okay, oh, it would have been 80s Robot, but he's dead. So, Jingle, you're up next.
you gotta remind me.
Are we still going for the prison? Is that still alive?
Yeah.
Okay, well, she's still trying to smush that into origami. So again, she goes, leaps up and gives another great big wallop with her mace.
Yep, that's a hit. Only 3 damage, though.
Something's better than nothing. Something's better than nothing.
Okay, Bubbles, you're up next.
I will move slightly. So can I see the Mimic from there?
I'd say you'd have to go a bit closer because it would blend in with the other presence.
There?
Yep.
Yeah, okay, and I will hit it with my short bow. 21.
That's a hit.
And 8. Yep. Do I get advantage because it's flanking?
You do get sneak attack. There's
do
no
get
flanking.
Sneak attack. Okay.
So I believe it is just the 1d6 at the moment. Yeah, so another 6 damage.
Good on you. That's a good shot.
Good attack. Okay, and then we're back up to the top, which is Pickles now, because Evil 80s Robot is dead. So yeah, you have to attack the Nutcracker. That is a definite hit.
Does that work?
Yep.
So do I break it off, or...?
Yeah, it falls off, and it is prone. Is the other Nutcracker. He will just go for a sword attack on you, Pickles. 23 to hit.
That will indeed hit.
And does 4 damage. And then Clyde?
Ranged attacks get disadvantage on someone that's prone, is that right?
That is correct.
Okay. I am just going to Ray of Frost the Mimic again. So 16 plus 5, 21.
Definitely hit.
Only 2 damage.
Okay.
Just a little closer and I'm done.
Okay. The other nutcracker, he gets up, and that will be its move. So then it is the mimic. It'll go for you again, Jingle. 15 misses. So then, Jangle, it's you.
Okay. Seeing the little nutcracker just writhing in pain. Yeah, you like that, don't you? Huh? Try this again. Cast another firebolt on him.
Oh, it was its turn just as well, so roll another d4 for me as well with this fire damage.
Okay, sure. Let me just roll my fire damage. Okay, there we go. 7 fire damage.
Yep.
And then, wow, okay, 4 from that d4 too.
And then roll me another d4.
A 1 that time.
No, that's a nice big chunk of damage.
Yeah.
Okay, Jingle, you're up.
Okay. Jingle is still on the prison smushing method, so let's give it another wallop.
That's a hit. Yeah, you just smash the shit out of this prison. Its guts just pop out of the bottom of the box, and it is dead.
Mazel tov.
That mimic could have done some really bad damage as well, but it never hit.
Yeah. It was just whipping super bad.
Yeah, its damage is... 1d8 plus 3 plus a 1d8 acid damage.
Oof.
Okay, so Bobbles, you're up next.
Can I see which one of the nutcrackers looks more injured? The closest one to you. One that is on fire. I'll try and hit that one then with my bow.
The one that decapitated his robot.
27.
That's a crit as well.
That's a crit. Nice. For 80s robot.
Yeah. How do you want to do it?
I want to pin it to the wall. Maybe just hit it so hard that it flies over the top of the other one. It just hits the wall and just.
Yeah, that's fine.
And as your arrow just flies true, you hear just in the faintest, like as it sails, "Happy birthday, Polly." The spirit of 80s robot has been avenged.
Okay, and we are now back up to the top of Pickles.
I'm going to swing on the last standing combatant, which would be the other nutcracker, right?
Yep.
19.
That is a hit.
For 6.
Yeah, so Clyde, you're next.
I'm gonna attempt another Ray of Frost. So, 6 plus 5, 11.
11 does not hit.
Ah, okay.
Evil Nutcracker goes for another sword attack on Pickles. Misses. Jangle, you are next.
I'm gonna move back here with my friend, the snowman, and I'm gonna... Now knowing that they just set on fire super easy, I'm going to cast another firebolt.
Yeah, that hits.
For 2. And then roll the d4 again.
No, I'm going to say because like, this is just the last one. That one just starts burning. It hits up against the wall. It breaks apart a bit and it just becomes kindling.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'd thought I'd just wrap that bit up because you're just going to be waiting on it until it's dead.
Can I search the bodies? See if I find anything healing?
The toys, they're just made up of the components that they're normally made out of. The mimic is just made up of guts and goo. There's bits of tinsel and wrapping paper and the nice little bow streamers amongst the guts.
I am gently just still cupping the 80s robot's head just like in my hands, and I'll say, "Don't worry, I'll make sure that you can give a good boy named Polly a very special birthday, or at least a Christmas. Maybe if both, if you know, it's on Christmas, and I will put his head in my bag."
Yeah, and as we're sort of rounding that corner, I just want to keep an eye on that pile of presents up above. Maybe just sort of investigate or perception as we're walking by to see if there's any movement coming from that pile.
Hey, give me a perception check.
8.
It doesn't seem to be anything unusual.
Wait, it doesn't appear to be trapped?
As you walk past, there's... Yeah, everyone give me a perception check. Okay, anyone with higher than a 10, you see a little bit of a rustle.
Can we give it a wide berth?
You can do whatever you want.
Can we set it on fire?
If you want it.
Yeah, I say burn it.
Yeah, let's burn it.
Fire? I'll just chuck Firebolt right there in the presence.
Yeah. Okay, so you hit the presence. As you do, they are engulfed in flame. A little tiny mouse runs out on the bar, squeaking and squealing.
No.
And as the presents are burning, one of the boxes falls and onto the floor here, and you hear a loud smash, like glass breaking, and nothing else happens. The presents are just kind of like smoldering.
That'll teach that creature to stir.
Is it okay? Or is he on? Is the mouse on fire?
The mouse ran away, but there's a box that just landed here with a loud glass smash.
I think we should go. I think the cover's been blown, but we might still be able to sneak into the other room. Now you've made a giant noise for a mouse.
Hey, you guys told me to fire.
You're very reminiscent of Snarf from the from the Thundercats. That's the best way I can describe it.
Does anyone want to investigate the box at all?
Yeah, I'll check the box because it made a smash and you've brought it up three times, so it must be important. Let's jam a plot device in there. I'll check the box for sure.
It's not more of a plot device, just me being a dick with your actions. You open the box and you find 5 smashed potions of healing.
Mm. No!
Caramelized.
Can I like roll around in it a bit and see if it helps?
Just absorb it through your skin.
It's like osmosis.
There is another part of the presence.
Can I check the presence then and see if there's anything helpful in there?
Yeah,
well, I was going to say, wait.
Give me a perception check.
14.
You find one potion of healing.
Yay, I'm going to drink it.
Because my thought is we go and check the other pile of presents and, oh, it's another mimic.
Yeah.
Are we going to the next room then?
Yes, let's get going.
Okay, yeah, so you go through a few more rooms like this, and then you reach to where you know Santa's like office and stuff is, and it seems there's a faint light coming from underneath the door. There's a few like weapons and stuff stuck in the walls. Doesn't seem to be anybody outside of it. Can everyone give me a perception check?
18.
Okay, everyone who got 10 or higher, you can hear this like faint chanting coming from the room.
Chanting! We need to be careful, quick, in case they're doing something to Santa.
Yeah, I mean, can we make it to the door and look in and see what they're doing, or is the door closed, or...?
The door is closed, there's nothing really to peep in, because you know Santa normally has a special magic that he uses on this door to keep it locked.
Hmm.
Can we understand the language the chanting is in? Do we know if it's Krampus?
Does anybody speak Abysmal?
Abysmal?
I do.
I don't know.
Yes, I do.
I speak Infernal.
Abyssal. Is that right?
Yeah. Sorry, mispronouncing shit. You can just hear, like, various things chanting about Krampus, kind of being, like, bringing on Krampus.
They're just, like, little cheerleaders.
Yeah, it's, I can't remember it off my heart, but it kind of sounds like, the Chucky chant, voodoo chant.
Right. Weirdly, so, I know exactly what you're talking about, strangely, so...
they're chanting to try and bring the Krampus. We need to hurry up. Does anyone know how to open the door?
I try the door. Will it open?
Yeah, it opens.
Yeah, well then, that's how we open it.
And I'm guessing you're all going in.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You see Santa's chair. You see a very beaten-up Santa kneeling in front of his throne. There's a Krampus fanatic standing in front of him. Behind, you can see the remains of Mrs. Claus, who has been ripped apart. As you come in, the fanatic turns around and just says, "Long live Krampus," and he slits his throat.
Oof.
Who, Santa's throat or his own throat?
His own throat.
What a dummy.
He drops dead. And Santa just looks at you in sheer terror and shouts, "Run, you fools!" And as he does, this explosion of light and energy comes out of the fanatic, and his body disintegrates, and all this light and stuff just swells around Santa, entering every orifice, his eyes, his mouth. He lifts up into the air, and there's just this massive...
Like Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah. Kind of, yeah. And there's this massive flash of light. And you can't see anything. You're all kind of like dazed. But then as the light subsides, like there's loads of smoke, it gets pushed away. And there's almost kind of like a Super Saiyan essence around Santa. And he's looking.
Taylor's oldest.
Oh, that's not good.
Not Santa.
And he is beef deroni. And he's just laughing, going, "Ho, ho, 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 ho. The time of Krampus has come. Prepare to die, you mere mortals."
Any of us know anything about reversing this process, or?
Give me an Arcana check.
Yes, please. Wow, okay, the one skill I'm good at. Why don't you roll
it? I do not know.
Okay, you can. Everyone who's rolled higher than a 15, you can tell this is a case of possession. And if you were, since some of you got over 20, you know if you were, you could basically beat this out of him.
Clyde's going to say, "Don't hold back."
It's what he would have wanted.
No! Y'all are terrible!
So yeah, so cue the boss music and roll for initiative.
Damn!
Holy shit! Krampus and a roll to 22.
My initial roll would have beaten that, but I hadn't clicked on myself. Very sad.
Oh.
That's everybody, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so Possess Santa goes first. He is going to come in over here and give Clyde a swipe. He has a multi-attack, so he's going to make one bite attack on you. 18.
That hits.
Oof.
Santa's got a bite attack. That's terrifying.
The 16 damage. Ignore that 10, but he does 16. And then he does two claw attacks. First one, 24.
Shit. Oh, yeah.
9.
Okay.
And then he does another one.
Fucking oh, my hell. God.
21.
And all that's left is a pile of snow with a hat on top of it.
Quick, someone run and get the hat.
Okay, Bobbles, you're up next.
I am going to move very far away. How far can I move and still hit him with my crossbow?
I think you've got like 90 feet or something like that.
Say,
so, the entirety of the room.
Oh, yeah,
you're fine.
And then I'm going to try and hit him with my short bow. 8.
No, you're not.
No, I'm not.
Oh, that's a natural one.
Yeah, it's a natural one.
The bow string breaks.
Oh, man.
Just remember, you are elves and you all have the mending ability. But yeah, the bow snaps. The string snaps.
So could I fix that on my next go as my action, potentially?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to stay where I am, nice and far away.
Okay, so Clyde, you do not make death saving throws.
Right.
Because you're down. Unless someone rebuilds you with the snow that was there.
Right.
You would, in 5 turns, you would just naturally reform.
Okay. Not like I die after 5 turns. I just come back, pop back up after 5 turns.
Yeah. And okay. You'll have 5 HP.
Gotcha.
But someone can take 2 turns to rebuild you, but that will leave them open for attack.
Yeah.
Unless they scoop you all up and do it somewhere else.
Would there be snow in the room?
Just yeah, basically, he's fallen apart. So all of his snow is still there.
I understand.
So Pickles, you're up next.
Probably just stepping and swing. Where's his hitbox?
Are you raging at all?
I can't. We haven't rested.
Okay. 21, that's a hit.
13.
Okay. Jangle, you're up.
So he's going to take 4 bolts. There we go. So 16 force damage. And nice. Just a bunch of
I want to have the magic missiles in the shape of just Santa Claus as he normally was, to try to see if I can snap him back out of this thing.
Nice.
I don't know what's going to happen, but the spreading of Christmas cheer compels me.
Okay.
I'm going to back up two more spaces, and that'll be my move.
Okay, that knocks him back. Jingle.
Okay, well, Jingle is going to be brave and try to run up and help Snowman. So,
Clyde's remains is right next to you, so you don't have to run up.
Well, run away with the remains, put it that way.
Okay.
Do I have to roll anything for that, or can I just scarper?
No, you can just pick him up and run up.
Okay, well then, I run back to my bro with these snowman remains. Is there any way, how do you put him back together again?
Right, since you're both there, I will say if you both spend your next turn building him, that'll count as the two turns it would take to rebuild.
Cool.
Okay, well, I'll volunteer my turn to rebuild, Clyde.
Okay, so it'll go back up to the top for now. Because of that attack Jangle made with the old Santas, I'm going to make him do a constitution saving throw. Yeah, but it's shocking. You can see just for a moment in the eyes, like one of the eyes kind of goes, gets that little twinkle back, and then before the Krampus yellow takes back over.
I will shout out to my friends. I think he can be saved. Just keep beating him up, but don't kill him.
And then it is Krampus. He'll move back into Pickles. But because of Santa kind of like fighting back a little bit, he's going to attack you with disadvantage with a claw attack.
Yeah, thank God that's a disadvantage. Jeez.
Fucking hell.
Yeah.
So 27, I think that still hits though, unfortunately. Yeah. But it's not multi-attacking. So 14 damage to the old Pickles. And then Bubbles, you're up next.
Can I mend my bow and help build the snowman, Clyde? Or can I do one?
You can only do one.
I will run forward and mend Clyde then, because then he can have a go next turn.
Well, it takes two turns to rebuild, so he's half complete.
Hasn't Jackie already...
Yeah.
No, her move was to take Clyde over there.
That was I thought she'd partly built him. That's...
No, I was just explaining if two people worked on him.
Okay, I won't move then. I will mend my bow.
Okay.
And that is my turn.
Okay, your bow is mended. I'm not going to make you roll to mend, because you're owls. You're good at mending shit.
Thank you.
Yeah, so Pickles, you're up next.
Okay, give me a second. I will, I'll just swing and hit.
Yep.
Or swing and hope to hit.
Yeah, 20? Yep.
5.
Okay, Jangle.
Okay, I am going to spend my turn to help rebuild Clyde.
Yeah, Clyde is half built. Actually, give me a roll. Give me just a d20.
Me?
Yeah. If you if you get a natural 20, you'll do it in one, but you don't.
No.
So he doesn't. So yeah, he's half done.
That's what I'm going to do my turn.
Jingle?
Okay, and I'm also going to use my turn to help fix Clyde.
Yeah. Clyde is, give me a roll 20, a d20 as well.
Okie doke, one sec.
Yep. Clyde seems to be back in form, but he still is motionless.
So I get 5 back and I am prone?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll say since they built you, you're not prone, actually.
Okay.
So back up to the top. There's Santa. He looks at you, Jingles, and goes, ho, 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 you don't, and goes in for a claw attack. 17. I think that's a hit.
To me?
To Pickles.
Oh, you said yeah. Jangle, and I'm like, wait a second.
Oh, did I? Sorry, my bad.
My oh, bad. God. Oh, God. I'm a wizard, no.
17 a hit on Pickles?
Yeah, it'll hit by one.
11.
Okay.
Bubbles, you're up next.
I am gonna shoot him this time. No, I'm not. Miss again. the sight of Mrs. Claus has just really upset me because she used to be my friend. And I miss. I hit the top of his hat on his little bubble. Just see how it sticks through and swings.
Okay, Clyde, you shake awake and you're back into the fray.
So Clyde says, oh, thanks, guys. And he's got a little bit of a gleam in his eye, and he is going to use some sorcery points to cast Snilok Snowball Swarm as a heightened spell. So Santa gets disadvantaged on the dexterity saving throw that he has to pass. Got to get a 13 at disadvantage.
Okay. That's a dex save.
Yeah. You're kidding me. Okay. Well,
I will, the kind of like Santa's fighting back a bit, so I will roll again. Yeah, and he fails. Santa kind of pulls him, like yanks him aside a little bit and hits one of the snowballs that surround him, which causes all the other to come in.
Gotcha. So this is a 3d6. Guess it could have been worse. So 6 cold damage.
And then Pickles, you're up.
I'm just going to swing again. I don't think I'm going to hit.
No, unfortunately.
I'll stay where I'm at, and I will once again cast Magic Missile as a second level. Okay, 15 more force damage, as once again each missile, this time I am going to have little, like each missile will look like different little toys for all the good little girls and boys. And I will say that you can do the Santa, kick Krampus's ass, get it out of here. I believe in you.
Yeah, this knocks him back. He makes another constitution save. Well, passes. He just kind of like shakes his head.
Yeah, he does. Jeez.
Grunting. And he looks extra pissed off than before. Jingle, you're up.
I was muted then, I forgot. Right. I'm going to run up. And again, go with the good old mace. See if we can't knock some sense into Santa.
Don't think you can reach him.
Ah, oh, damn. Okay.
5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30. You can get to here.
If I get to there, can I shoot with my crossbow?
Yep.
Cool. Okay, well, we'll do that then. Alright, I'm going to try to shoot him in the noggin with my crossbow and go for the same effect.
Yeah, that hits. Nice. That knocks him back, and he's like, he's floating around, really disorientated now. He's looking sore. And then get back up to the top. Because in his weakened state, he makes another constitution save. And fails. So you kind of see like the twinkle come back in both eyes. And Santa just goes, you're nearly there, guys. I can hold him for a minute. And possessed Santa is locked in place and misses a go. So Bobbles, you're up.
Okay, seeing this, I'm gonna go Leroy Jenkins. So I'm gonna run forward my full speed, which is 5, 10, 30, and then I'm going to use Sneaky Little Elf and go behind him. 11.
Because he's held in place, you can't guard from it. So yeah, you pop behind him.
And I will attack with my rapier.
With advantage. So 23, that's a hit.
7 piercing damage.
Yeah, so where do you stab him?
Right in the butt.
Okay, you stab him in the butt. He just howls in pain, and all this light just shoots out of his eyes and his mouth, and Santa's body shrinks back down to normal.
I'll just sort of gingerly pull my sword out of it. Just sort of put it away like I didn't do anything.
Santa is like, he's barely conscious, and he's like, he's coughing a bit, but he's like, thank you, God. I knew I could count on the jolly God.
I am going to give him my gingerbread cookie, the one that heals, and I'm going to give him a big hug.
Okay. As you do that, the air becomes very cold. Can anyone give me a perception check? Everyone who got 15 or higher, you notice near the throne, there's a shimmer in the air where all this coldness seems to be coming from. And this silhouette starts to form, and you hear a voice, foolish jolly god, you've really thought it'd be that simple. And with another burst of energy, disappears.
Kick its ass.
And it just proclaims, Krampus never dies.
Well, neither does the snowman, so we win.
Yep, that's right, you win. End of campaign.
Nice.
Yay.
Nine. Oh, but you roll very badly. Okay. As this happens, Santa kind of like, he looks up. He looks at the state of you all, and he throws his hand up and goes, I believe in you guys. And everyone gets a die of inspiration. And 5 hit points back.
Sure.
And then Santa is unconscious. And we'll keep the initiative that everyone else rolled. So
what's a die of inspiration?
Basically, you can say on your attack roll, you can use a d6 to add to it.
Can you do it before, or do you have to do it before you roll, or can you do it after?
You can do it after.
Okay. So is it my turn first?
Yep.
Okay, I will go around Santa here, and I will attack with my short bow.
Go for it.
10.
That's a miss.
That's a miss. Just sort of hit the glowy, flamey bits around him. Just hits the throne.
Yeah, Clyde, you're on next.
Alright. I'm going to use my last second level spell slot to cast Snowball Swarm one more time. So he needs to make a 13 dex save.
Okay. He gets a 10, so he fails.
Nice. And that is 8 damage.
Nice. So, Pickles, you're all next.
Alright. Well, it's in hit.
Unfortunately not now.
Okay.
Krampus looks at you, and he swings his hook at you. 12? I believe a miss. So he swings his hook at you, and it just goes over your head and misses. Jangle.
All right. I am going to cast...
You're
going to
give me a perception check first.
Okay, sure. Okay, 13.
You feel a rumble in your bag.
Okay, I will investigate my bag.
Okay, you open your bag, and a burst of light bursts out of the bag, and you feel the bag get lighter.
My metal boy, he's alive again.
Pops down next to it.
Christmas magic made him whole.
As you look at him, you can see Santa's awake a little bit, and he gives you a wink.
Oh, it's Santa my robot?
No, you just brought it back.
Oh, because I was going to be very... I was like, my boy, he's alive again. And he's Santa. He's possessed by Santa. Would that take my whole turn?
No, we just roll initiative for 80's robot.
Okay. I will roll initiative for 80's robot. Give me one sec. Just because, like, he died, so I just, like, canceled out of my my menu for him. But then, no, he's alive now, so. We'll move right there. I've got a few spells left in me, so I'm totally going to cast more magic missiles.
Go for it.
Boom. 7 force damage. As, they just go back to their normal form of Christmas ornaments. Nice. They just pelt the spirity form right in his head.
Okay, Jingle, you're up.
Okay, well, I approach a little closer and take aim with my crossbow.
It's 14, that hits. Okay, back up to the top, which I believe is Bubbles.
I'm going to move between Clyde and Jangle, and then take aim again with my short bow. 14.
Yeah, that's a hit.
Nice. 7 piercing damage. And I want to hit his tongue.
Nice. You also get the sneaker damage attack.
Oh, nice. So 6 sneaker damage.
That's 13 damage in total.
Goes through his tongue twice. Like makes sense.
And it just kind of like squeals in pain. Like, Clyde, you're up next.
All right. I'm going to. I'm just going to Ray of Frost him. So, standard attack, 18 plus 5.
That's a hit.
And that's a d8 of damage. 3.
Nice. Pickles, you're next.
I will swing again and hope for the best. Does a 13 hit?
Yeah, right on the dot.
Awesome. For 7.
Nice. You're taking it down a lot quicker than I thought. Okay. Hey, is Rua.
And then he will cast his AC booster as he sticks to the ground after forming Ultron.
Yeah.
And I'm going to give that +4 to... I'm going to give that +4 to Pickles.
Cool, nice move, and then Jangles. Oh, Jangle, you're up.
Okay, cool. I am, let's see. Well, I might as well just blow out the rest of my spells. I got 2 more charges. More magic missiles. When all else fails, magic missile.
Roll that damage.
Well, only 5. But I'm bombarding him with Christmas cheer, because fuck you, Krampus. as more Christmas ornaments of all different colors just smack his face. That's my turn.
Okay. It's Krampus's turn, but okay. His robot has given you an AC boost, so plus okay. 4 for your AC.
So that would put me at 20.
Nice. Okay. Krampus is going to use a custom move.
Okay.
Called Christmas Loved Ones. Everyone make a constitution save. Anyone who got below 15, Krampus form changes into a loved one. And you truly believe that it's them. Okay. Jingle, describe who you're seeing.
Well, it's Larry, and I can't shoot you, Larry.
So, but he's dead.
No, but he's come back to life. He's right there.
Oh.
So, and, what do I do?
Okay, Larry is stood in front of you, and he's like, Jingle, you know this is it's bad what's happening here. We can't escape. No one can. That's why I took my own life. I impaled myself on that wall, Jingles. And you need to do the same. You need to slit your throat and join us in the safety of the afterlife. Do it, Jingle. And you look down and there's a knife in your hand. Make a constitution save. You put the knife to your throat.
Could you use the inspiration? Or is that just attack rolls?
Yeah, I'll say you can use it. You got a 14, so you have to be a 15. So that, if you use that inspiration, are you going to use it or are you saving it?
I'll use it.
So basically, you see Larry's face kind of like, it looks really like fucked up, like go need to cut your throat. And then it kind of like shifts a little and you see Krampus's face. And then you snap back into the room and you are holding a knife to your throat. But then you obviously drop the knife. And you're like, what the f-? And you come to your senses and you know you was about to slit your throat. And that kind of scares you. But you know that was a trick.
I think, so after I drop the knife, I back away as far as I can from Krampus, just sort of shaking my head and going, no, not Larry.
Yeah, that's cool.
Just a wailing wreck, and I'm a bit useless at the minute, because I don't know what's real and what's not.
Nice. Bubbles, who do you see?
I see my little sister, Bubbles. And she's all cute and tiny, and there's, and just like, but you're supposed to be at home.
She's looking down at the ground. She's wearing like a pink version of like your costume because you like you really love the Ice Climbers video game.
Oh, I love that game. Ah.
And she's about like. More of a child than, so there's a few years between you, but she slowly looks up and her face is very gaunt and there's just blood trickling down it. And she just goes, why didn't you save me, Bubbles?
I didn't know you were in danger.
Where were you, Bubbles?
Bubbles!
I'm dead now. Why didn't you save me? And
no, you can't be dead.
As you are saying this, you're bringing a knife up, and she's just like, "You're just the worst, Bubbles. Why? How could you let me die?"
No, I didn't mean to.
Look what happened. And she like she kind of like unbuttons a top and opens it up, and just her guts spill out onto the floor in front of you.
I retch a bit.
And then they basically kind of like come to life and wrap around your neck. and start strangling you.
No!
Make a constitution save for me. You are still under this trance and they are strangling.
Yeah, I'm going to use my dice. It's the only point me rolling it, like, same as Jackie, basically. Yeah.
Take a D4 though for me. You take 1 point of damage as like you snap out of it, but you literally couldn't breathe.
I'm still retching at the sight of everything. Just go, trying to put my hand over my mouth and not puke.
Yes, you've managed to break the spell.
Stay where I am.
Yeah, you're kind of like on your knees, retching and coughing. From that to Clyde, who do you see?
I see Larry's wife. It wasn't just an affair. I was in love. But I would also... So do we need to roll the inspiration die, or if we use it, we just sort of break it?
And basically, you have to roll... You have to beat 15 to have it snap out. So... Hang on, let me give you the flavor first. So, do you want to name Larry's wife? Or do you want me to?
Loretta.
No, I was going to say Loretta too. That's perfect.
Loretta's there, and she looks at you and goes, is it our fault Larry died? And she just starts like melting, her face starts melting. And like, as she like, flames start popping out of her, and she's like, "We're going to hell, Clyde. You won't last in hell." And as the fire starts like spreading, getting closer towards you, you start obviously, you look at your hands and you're like, your stick hands, they've started catching a light, and you look down at your body and you're starting to melt. Make a constitution save.
Oh.
Yeah, take a D4.
Oof.
And take 4 damage.
This was very affecting.
Unless you wanted to use your inspiration.
No, I'm gonna save it.
Yeah, because you'd have to get a 6 to beat it.
Yeah. I don't see that happening.
Okay.
So 4 damage?
Yep. Okay. Pickles, who do you see?
I see Yasmin. Yasmin works for the Easter Bunny. She's my wife. You picture an elf, but with long bunny ears on a little tail. We both work in different worlds, but I haven't seen her in quite some time.
Yasmin is there, and she looks at you and goes, "Pickles, I'm so sorry, Pickles." And says, "It's you weren't there. Things just kind of happened. I don't know what else to tell you." And as she says this, the Easter Bunny walks out from the shadows and puts his hand around her, and he's just like, "I'm sorry, buddy. I'm sorry, bro." And then you see like these smaller kind of shapes walking forward.
And then, that's awesome.
These like half-breed elf rabbit children, there's about 30 or 40 of them, and Yasmin kind of looks at her face, kind of goes a bit like meaner now, and she goes, I'm sorry, but he was better. Rampant, really." And then all the swarms of elf rabbit children attack you, and they're just swarming you. So make a constitution save.
10.
Yep. Do you want to use your inspiration or?
Would that put me over?
Well, you'll have to roll it.
Oh, is it a D6?
The D6, yeah.
And what's my number?
You got to beat 15. That's why there was no point in them rolling, because they got 14. So anything they rolled.
Yeah, I rolled a 1. It didn't do anything.
Take a D4.
I'll take 2.
2 damage. As all these little rabbit kids are biting into you. Okay. 80's robot is just doing the AC booster, so he can't do anything. Jangle, I believe you saved, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
Okay. What you see in front of you is basically Clyde and Pickle, are just kind of like punching at themselves, attacking themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And you can tell it's not right there. So that's how they're taking the damage. They're hurting themselves.
So he's summoning ghosts to do his job. Well, let me tell you something, Krampus. Tonight, your ass is going to be visited by 3 ghosts, all right? My foot, as I say this, I'm casting magic missile. And the first magic missile shows up as my foot. Hits him square in the ass. My other foot, and then another boot, kicks him in the ass. And Santa's foot, right up your ass. And then another, it's Santa's boot kicking his ass for 7 force damage.
Nice. Jingle, you're up next. Jingle, you can see the same thing happening to Pickles and Clyde. They're still attacking themselves.
Can I run up to Clyde and try to shake him out of it?
Yeah.
Do I have to roll anything for that, or...?
Give me a charisma.
I've got to find it.
Be on your saving throws, it'd be the bottom one under wisdom.
Yep, there you go.
Okay, you're shaking him. To your knowledge, he didn't seem to be doing anything. And back up to the top, Bubbles.
I come out of it now.
Yeah, you've already out of it. You can compose yourself now.
I'm gonna shoot it. Just attack. 25.
Yeah, that's a hit.
8 piercing.
Yeah, and you get the sneak attack damage. Nice. He's looking pretty shaky. He's starting to flicker a little bit. Clyde, okay, you're more on fire now. You're like, you think you're half melted. As doing so, you hear a jingle saying to snap out of it.
Yeah.
So you can roll with advantage on your con save. Take another D4.
As Clyde is slowly melting into nothingness, another 4.
Damn. You see the first of your buttons go with the river of what was your body.
I'm just trying to scoop it back up into me.
Okay, Pickles. These rabbit children are just tearing into you. The Easter Bunny is sticking his tongue down your wife's throat.
Can I roll to hit something?
Yeah, you give me a... you are fighting back in your mind.
14.
Did you already use your...
Yep. I rolled a 1. Yeah, it's not going to do anything. So I'm still just getting swarmed.
Take a D4.
Okay.
Age Robot is still giving the boost. There, Jangle, you're up.
Krampus. Like flickering. I'm probably just gonna cast more fire on him. Firebolt him.
12. That misses.
I will use my inspiration. 16.
That hits.
Oh, Jesus Christ. 1 fire damage.
He's really focusing on this attack. He's focusing. The jingle.
Alright, well, I step out to the side and get an aim and decide to shoot my crossbow to see if that helps.
23, that's a hit, yeah.
Ooh.
How do you want to do it?
Nice.
I think I've taken very careful aim right between the eyes. And it smacks him right in the skull and cleaves him in 2.
Well done.
His head splits in 2 and then kind of like reforms in a twisted, like messed up version, like when the thing been caught halfway through copying a person, it's all stretched out, half his face is down. I'll draw it later. And he just starts laughing and going, "Jolly God, you may have won this time, but I will be back. You can never defeat Krampus." And as he just cackles,
beat you then too.
He just melts and fades away. Pickles, you see the Easter Bunny and your wife just into smoke, and the rabid children disappear. And you realise you've been clawing that yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Clyde, you're just kind of like screaming, and then you realise you're not melting and you're not on fire.
Ooh.
Yeah, and you successfully beaten Krampus.
Well, Santa, that's awesome.
Saved Christmas.
Santa, group hug.
Coughing.
Don't touch me.
That's what I was going in for, the hug. Don't touch me. Oh.
Bubbles just sits down a bit. She's still shaky from the vision, and it's proper freaked her out.
Yeah, like you tend to Santa, luckily there are precautions set in place if something like this did happen, and even though Santa's pretty battered up, you managed to, everyone, like the Jolly Night Guard is like the higher tier to what you guys are, because you're fairly new into the system of the Jolly Guard. They make sure Christmas goes off without a hitch, even though everyone suffered a terrible loss in this attack. Like, Mrs. Claus is dead. Larry is dead, more importantly.
Rudolph's dead, too.
Alright.
Yeah. You find your respective loved ones, except for Pickles, because he knows that she's over with the Easter Bunny. He's helping out there.
Right.
Obviously, there's a doubt in your mind after that, potentially, that you're like, oh, is something actually going on? Or was that just a Krampus spell? But like, after Christmas, like, you're called in to a meeting with Santa, and he's thanking you again, you know, immensely. Like, he can't thank you enough for helping him out and saving Christmas, basically. But now he's like, what? They've gone too far this time, basically. And this means war. We're gearing up, and we're going to find every last one of them. And we're going to avenge Mrs. Claus, Larry, and all the other elves that are killed. We can't let them do this again. And you guys start prepping up for war. And that's where we will end.
Woo!
Woo! Didn't die.
I was surprised that Pickles didn't die, just because, like, you were tanking all that.
Yeah.
Real good.
Yeah, I'm surprised you didn't die either.
Yeah, I came close. You had some good swings, but I mean, it is what it is. That's my job. That's what Pickles does.